One new message.
Questions to see if it's relevant or not.
Okay, okay. So this is a survey on Australian financial services.
That's right, yeah.
And you're calling from London?
Yes, we are.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it's called Miracle. How can I help?
Yeah, so I'll just like to ask you the first few questions.
Go ahead.
Firstly, can I just check that you are one of the principal decision makers in the business? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Can I check how many staff your company employs? Is it less than 50, 50 to 99, 100 to 249, 250 to 499, or 500 and above?
100 to 249.
Okay. Right, the study focuses on professional services companies that you may work with as part of your role at your business. By professional services, we mean companies that provide audit, tax, legal, corporate finance, and business consultancy services. When you think of organisations that offer professional services, which one comes to mind first?
Louis the Shark.
Louis the Shark?
Yeah, Louis the Shark. He's a, okay. He's a loan shark.
Okay. Not an actual person, is it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You better believe it, actually. You don't want to get on the wrong side of him, mate. I'll tell you what. As long as you pay him back on time, he's okay.
Okay, and so what other professional services organisations can you think of?
Like financial services, lend money.
Yeah,
my bank.
Any of those, like the...
Oh, any bank? Yes, the Bank of Mudgerabar. Mudgerabar. Like, you want the list of everyone that comes to mind? I mean, it could take hours, you know, all the advertising I've seen over the years. And
okay, well, as many as you can think of at the moment, then we'll see how many you can think of.
Okay, you ready? Got flying fingers ready to type? Right, Hang Seng Bank, the Bank of America, Westpac.
Right.
Bank of China, Bank of... Indonesia.
Okay, so they don't just have to be banks, it can be any other professional service.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. The Indian Finance Corporation.
Okay.
Yep, the North African Research and Finance Development Institute.
Okay.
Yeah, you're typing this?
Yep, I've got this all done.
Yeah, okay. Coming to mind, the New Zealand Development Corporation. They do pretty good development. The Queensland Banking and Investment Industry Group. That's about all for now. I mean, I could go on and on,
but I think that
gives you a good range.
And so which of these other professional services organisations are you aware of? So if we just say yes or no, please.
Okay.
Accenture?
No.
Capgemini?
No.
McKinsey?
No.
Ernst & Young?
Yeah.
BDO Kendalls?
Yeah.
TKS?
Yeah.
Kitcher Partners?
No.
RSM Bird Cameron?
No.
Grant Thornton?
No.
Deloitte?
Yes.
KPMG?
Yes.
PricewaterhouseCooper?
Yes.
Okay. And so
you forgot about Lehman Brothers.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not on there. Okay. Now, I'd like to think about advertising. Have you seen or heard any advertising for Grant Thornton recently?
No.
Okay.
Geez, they're going to have to spend more money.
Yeah, well, Grant Thornton has recently run a series of adverts at poster sites in major international airports and train stations.
Oh, really?
In a number of newspapers and magazines.
Yeah.
All of them had a large black and white photograph, a purple horizontal banner at the top with the words "Big Decisions Follow You Around" and a purple circular Grant Thornton logo in the bottom right corner. They all featured a person in an outdoor, rural, or urban environment with a question written in English following them. Do you think you may have seen any of these adverts?
No, definitely. I would have seen those. That sounds like such a striking advert and so well conceived by the creative people at the agency that if I had seen that, it would have stuck in my mind and I would have become an instant customer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Many thanks for the answer so far. We'd just like you to think about your recent journeys or business trips and
Media
consumption. Have you travelled through any of the following airports within the last 6 months? If you just say yes or no, please. Leicester B. Pearson International?
No.
Vancouver International?
Yes.
Benito Juarez International?
No.
Tambo International?
Yes.
Ministro Pistorini International?
Where's that?
That's in Buenos Aires.
No, I haven't been to Buenos Aires.
Okay. Luis Munoz Marine International?
No.
Warulhos International?
Yes.
Copenhagen Airport?
No, but I'll be there, tomorrow as part of the World Climate Change Conference.
Oh, okay. And yeah. Stockholm Arlanda Airport?
No.
Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport?
No.
And Paris Orly.
French bastards. Sorry?
Paris Orly Airport.
French bastards again. No.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Is that where they're putting the ads?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, have you travelled on the AVE high-speed rail link between Madrid and Barcelona in Spain within the last
6 months? Yes, I did.
Okay. And so have you read any of the following publications within the last 6 months? This could be either the print version or online version of each. BRW?
Yes, Business Review Weekly. I read it every day.
And CFO?
No, I don't even know what it's spelled for. I can't even spell it. No.
Smart Investor?
Yeah, because I am.
Yep. Company director?
No. Since they victimised Donald Trump, I just won't buy their magazine anymore.
And AFR boss?
No.
Australian Financial Review?
Yes.
Wall Street Journal Asia?
No.
International Herald Tribune?
Yes.
CNBC Business?
On TV. Which had a magazine?
This is print or online version?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Daily, okay. Have a subscription.
Business Week?
No.
And Harvard Business Review?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Have you visited any of the following websites within the last 6 months? CNN.com?
Yes.
BBC.com?
Yes.
NYTimes.com?
Yes.
Bloomberg.com?
No.
ASX.com.au?
Yes.
And BusinessSpectator.com.au?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, no, what about QTeenageGirls.com? I've been there. And NudeInvestors.com. I've been there.
We may have some popular results if we included those.
You ought to do investorswithbigboobs.com. That's hot, mate. I tell you what, you get some good tips there.
Really? Just tips?
Yeah, it was an intended pun. Okay, keep going. This is great.
Well, now, as you probably know, it's necessary in market research studies to interview about samples, so these final few questions about you and your company are just to ensure this. So, firstly, in which of the following age groups do you fall into? 24 years or less, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and above.
65 and above.
Okay. And what is your job title? Which would it come close to?
My job title. My job title is actually comedian. Have you got a pen?
Okay, I've got one.
Yeah, okay, write this down. www.coldcallcomedy.com.
Right.
And if you go there, you're going to hear yourself on the internet, because when someone rings me and I have a bit of time on my hands, I record them and give wacky answers and they go into the system and we see what happens.
Great. Well, I'll make sure I log on to that.
Okay. Terrific. Thanks very much for your time.
Just one moment. Which of these would you say is the closest to your job title?
Hey, you're actually going to really complete this survey.
Yeah.
Even though I'm telling you that I did it just for a little bit of entertainment value for coldcallcomedy.com.
Well, I'll double check with my supervisor at the end of this, but...
Okay, great. I'm sure your supervisor will be delighted.
Yeah, well, which of these will be closest to your job title? Owner, proprietor, managing director, financial director, financial controller, chairman, other director, other senior decision.
Head honcho. Do you have head honcho?
We don't actually.
Oh, that's my official title here, so I don't know what we're going to do. That's the only title I have, is head honcho.
It wouldn't come close to 10 of those that I've got there.
You pick one. Close your eyes, press a key, and see which one happens.
Okay, I can actually write down head.
Yeah, put head honcho.
Can I just make a note of your name, please, before you go?
Yeah, my name is Steve.
Steve.
Gotcha. GOTCHA, and it sounds just like I said it. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right.
That's not my real name, but it's good for coldcallcomedy.com.
Right, okay. And could I just check that the name of your company is I'll Do Anything for Money, Pty Limited?
That should have been a hint that you weren't going to get really good answers to your survey.
Okay. I think the answer has been fine so far, so I can put that down as a yes. Is that
Yes. You can put that down as a yes. They're very astute.
Yeah, well, maybe we contact you if there are any further questions. Or
questions. Absolutely, especially if you're happy with the recording.
Okay.
We can do another one, and I will put that one up on the website too.
I'm not sure how many people will actually log into that and find that.
Callcomedy.com, you'd be...
End of final message. Memory full.